Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me worship you, our Father and our God. We give you praise, sweet Holy Spirit, for a day like this that you've given unto us to come before you, even in prayer. Our prayer is that the heaven shall be open and the ears of Jehovah shall be accessible unto us. And as we cry on this prayer Friday, enough grace shall be released upon us, and we will function at our highest level of supernatural accomplishment because of your abounding grace even upon us. These and many more we ask for and believe that, Lord, you have even answered us before we ask. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. My dearly beloved, you welcome to Mount Zion. Today is Friday, and it is Prayer Friday, as we normally do. And our topic is grace. So we are praying for the activation of the fullness of grace upon our lives. We are praying that we shall be filled with grace to the fullest. We are praying that we will encounter the grace of God in a very powerful way. And we are praying that grace will come upon us from our Father on high. And that if you lack the grace of God regarding any area of your life, may you receive grace to perform and to function and to accomplish that task in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. When you read Luke chapter 2, verse 40, the Bible declares that the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This scripture refers to Jesus Christ. Jesus grew, he became strong. And I believe this is the kind of experiences we desire to have, that we will grow in every area of our life, that we will become strong, we will be strengthened in our physical frame, in our physical body, strong in our spirit, strong in our soul. And the Bible continues to say that he was filled with wisdom. Pray for you that the Lord will fill you with wisdom. And that the grace of God upon him, hey, to be upon, meaning grace was sitting on him wherever God, Jesus went, and whatever he did in life, he did it with the fullest approval and support and assistance of God's grace. Grace of God was upon him. Upon, to be upon is to be in charge, is to be in control. When you sit on a chair, you are the one in control of the chair. Grace sat on Jesus. And it's my prayer this morning that as we pray and activate the grace of God, the grace of God will sit upon you. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to pray. Thank God for grace. For the Bible says, out of his fullness, he has given us grace in place of grace already given. There is grace every area and department of your life. And this morning, you are activating the grace through prayer and by your confession. You know, grace is given, but grace must be received. Romans 5:17 declares that those who have received God's abundant provision of grace. So grace must be received. It is those who have received this grace that will reign in this life. We need to receive grace. How do you receive? We receive it by faith. We spend some time, maybe on Monday, and teach about that. But you can also activate that which you have received by faith. And you activate by prayer. And as you declare unto yourself that this grace is available unto you, you are activating the grace. You are stirring up the grace. And by faith, you begin to walk in this grace. and begin to venture into some difficult areas, knowing and being assured by faith that this grace has been given you to make this happen in your life. For example, do you want to marry this year? There is grace for marriage. And if you acknowledge it, receive it by faith. And as you pray, activate it and declare to yourself that even if the door of marriage were shut, by the grace released unto you, that door is open this year. And as you pray, confess, declare, you are activating that grace. And that you begin to walk in the consciousness that that grace has come upon you. The Bible says the grace of God was upon Jesus. That grace has come upon you. Therefore, what you seek to do or what you seek to receive from God will certainly happen. Continue to pray. Thank Him for grace. Thank Him for grace. Thank Him for Father. We thank You for the grace of God. For we have learned by revelation through Your word that the grace of God was upon Jesus, was on Him. And this morning, I want you to pray and ask God. Say this prayer for me. Say, Father, just as You release Your grace upon Jesus this morning, I pray that Your grace will come upon me. Then you begin to mention the grace to marry, the grace to have a financial breakthrough, the grace to walk in righteousness, the grace to walk out of sin, the grace to serve You faithfully, the grace to excel in life, the grace to be a good husband, a good wife, the grace to be able to raise my children in righteous way. Every grace, mention the grace and begin to claim them and begin to ask that that grace will come upon you. Just ask the grace of God also upon Jesus. Begin to pray, child of God. Ask God to release that grace upon your life. Begin to pray. Kila akula brando kima anto siteki ya hasuda brandi akambo kuto kide kali brando sita brando si ili antaya aboko to kile hasuda ba hasuda brando sinde yeki ya anto katia de dia. Grace to excel in this life, Lord, release it upon us. Grace for promotion, grace for elevation, grace to accomplish uncommon achievement. Grace to receive a scholarship to study, do further study. The grace of God that surpasses every strength of man. Grace, grace, grace. May the Lord release grace upon your life. Grace to conceive and bring forth children after your own kind. Grace to scale every height and limitation set against you. May that grace come upon you. May that grace come upon you. Jesus grew, and the grace of God was upon him. May the grace of God come upon you, come upon that child of yours who is not doing well in school. May the grace of God enable him to study harder. May the grace of God enable him, that child that is preparing for BEC. May the grace of God enable him to prepare adequately. May the grace of God open his mind and grant him understanding. May the grace of God empower him with the grace to access knowledge. May the grace of God enable him to write and pass well. Grace of God, come upon you, come upon your wife, come upon your children, come upon your husband. May the grace of God enable you to excel in your workplace. May the grace of God come upon you and grant you new ideas in your business. May the grace of God prepare you, empower you. May the grace of God cause you to rise above your current circumstances. May the grace of God come upon you, just as it was upon Jesus. Ma solabra andi kataya solabra andia. Katole me hasina anda akalubra ando sitigia solabra andikaya. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, hear this. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 14 that the word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus was full of grace. Maybe you think it is only Jesus who can be full of grace. Let's listen to Acts chapter 6, verse 8. He's talking about a human being, a person called Stephen. The Bible says, now Stephen, a man full of God's grace, full of God's grace and power. So now, Abner, full of God's grace. Now, Akosua, full of God's grace. Now, Kwesi, full of God's grace. We can all have the fullness of God's grace. And that is our next prayer point. That God, fill me to the full of your grace. Let me be full of your grace. Fill me until I am full. For beloved, if you are full of God's grace, there is nothing you cannot achieve. For grace is a doer, and grace is a helper. The Bible says we come to the throne room of grace, and we can find grace to help us in the time of need. Begin to pray that, Lord, fill me with the fullness of your grace. Begin to pray. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your children. Pray for anybody that you know. Pray for yourself. Pray for the church of God. Pray that this nation, the grace of God, will fall upon us fully. Begin to pray. Ma kambo kinta hasulabra antia. Akele eki hasu la bamba katubra antia. Alima na mahakula bahasulabra ando siyana handi. Ashita ya hasu labra ando sita hasu hati. Aliba labra ando kunto kunto kanti kanti hasu. Bre ende kalibra ando sita aswa aliba labra ando kulabra ando sina andi kide andi aliba laba 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 kondo sida endi katua abambok undo kilebra endi satua aliba laba 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 konto kinde kinde hando sinda hando kinda hando bre ende katulabra ando shinde ye kiyakasu abalabra ando kamba kulabra ando siyadiya. May the Lord fill us with the fullness of his grace. May we be filled with the grace of God until we are full of it. Be filled with the fullness of his grace. And Stephen, a man full of God's grace. Oh, let the grace of God fill us fully. Shall it be said of us that we are full of God's grace? We need his grace to the full. Makambok ili anto sataya. Ashodabra andokia. Alima asudabra anto mekelebre ende kambo shidabra anto si india lema ma asudabra anto bakende katulabra ando. Oh Lord, fill your children until they are full of your grace. Full of your grace. Jesus, our master, was full of God's grace. Stephen, a servant like us, was full of your grace. Oh Lord, fill us. Fill our children. Fill this nation with the fullness of your grace. Let your grace fall on our leaders, oh Lord. Divine enablement that will help them to accomplish supernatural feats. Even in Jesus' name, let your grace fill your church fully. Let our churches be full of grace of God. Full of the grace of God. Let the church of Jesus Christ be filled with the fullness of the grace of God. Let our leaders be filled with the fullness of the grace of God. Kama shulabra anto shi ili antaya. Aliba labra ando kotobra endia. Shalabra ando shi ili anda katu lebre katua aku lebe katua asilabra andi. La ba 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 ya. Stephen, a man full of the grace of God. May it be said of us that your grace has filled us and we are full of your grace and we are accomplishing beyond our human strength and our human knowledge and our human ability. Oh, that by your grace, the fullness of your grace, we are experiencing what Stephen experienced. For the Bible says, now Stephen, a man full of grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Let the grace of God fill us For we need your grace in every area of our lives. Lord, fill us fully. Oh Lord, fill us fully. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kila akulabra ando. Show Jesus us full of grace. And Stephen, a man like us, was full of grace. Lord, we trust you that you will fill us with the fullness of your grace. And let grace condition us. Let your grace empower us. And let your grace lead us on. Let your grace enable us to do what we cannot do humanly. Let your grace help us. Makindi kalibre ando yeshia. Masataba ando. Bre edekaya. Ashudabra andi katamba kadunabra andi kataya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kima anko lebre endi katuasla. Kaba baba baba. Kiba andosi ili andaya. O Lord. Empower us. In Acts chapter 4, verse 33, the Bible says, with great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And God's grace so powerfully, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them. So with great power that they had to do the work of the Lord, was generated by God's grace. The Bible says, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all. Our next prayer is that God's grace will work powerfully in us. The grace of God will work powerfully in us all. The Bible says, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all. In them all, meaning all of us can receive this blessing. That God's grace will work in us powerfully. Powerfully. We have learned that grace grants you an empowerment. One of the things grace does is that it empowers you. And the Bible says, for the disciples, the grace of God worked in them powerfully. And that is our next prayer point. Say, Father, just as your grace worked in the apostles powerfully, I come before you asking that let the grace that you have released upon me this morning begin to work in me powerfully. May grace take over my human effort. May grace take over my human wisdom and understanding. May the grace of God lead me, empower me, push me to my highest height. May I function by the powerful ministration of your grace in my life. Come on, begin to pray. Hey, let the grace of God work in you powerfully. Work in you powerfully. Work in you powerfully. Let the grace of God be at work in you powerfully. Makataya asualade. Let the grace give you power to do, power to accomplish, power to excel, power to achieve. Let the grace of God empower you. Makatabra ando yesiyaradiya. Receive the empowerment of the grace of God. Receive the enablement of the grace of God. Let the grace of God work in you powerfully in every area of your life. May your failures be turned to success because of the powerful workings of the grace of God. May your inabilities be turned to abilities because of the powerful working of the grace of God. All that you could not do for the past years, may you begin to do them, accomplish them, achieve them, because the grace of God is working powerfully in you. If you are sick, receive your healing by the powerful working of the grace of God in the members of your body. Everywhere your bodies will receive the powerful working of grace, the grace of healing having bestowed upon you. Receive grace this morning. Receive grace this morning. Receive the activation of the powerful working of grace in every area of your life. And may grace take you to where your foot cannot carry you. May grace carry you to where your name cannot carry you. May grace carry you to where your beauty, your position in life, your certificate, your educational background cannot carry you. May grace carry you to where your profession cannot carry you. May this powerful working of grace elevate you, promote you, lift you up, change your circumstance, change your status, destroy every limitation. Let the powerful grace of God take you out of all debts and establish you in financial prosperity. Grace working powerfully in you. In the name of Jesus, if you are sick, I decree that by the powerful working of grace in the members of your body, receive your healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Begin to do what you could not do because grace is working powerfully in you. That cancerous cells are dead. That the powerful working of grace in your body, that diabetes have left you. Your sugar level is now normal. By the powerful work of grace in you, that hypertension has left you. Any terminal disease, I terminate by the powerful working of grace in your body. I declare you uplifted even by the powerful working of the grace of God. May your name be changed. May your circumstance be changed. May everything about you be changed by the powerful working of grace even in your life. Shall we shout a bigger amen? Beloved, if you are listening to us and you have not received Christ, grace is available. Grace is available. Grace for salvation is available. Please say this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord, I come before you just as I am. I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. And I confess my sins and I repent of my sins. I accept Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Dear Jesus, come into my heart, make me your own, and let me live for you forever. Write my name in your book of life in heaven. If you have done this, the heavens, the angels rejoice, and we on earth shout a big amen with you. Beloved, take steps. Join a Bible-believing church. Subject yourself to water baptism, and let them help you with the Holy Spirit baptism through prayers. Then submit yourself to discipleship class so that you can grow by studying of the word and through your daily devotion of prayers. May the Lord bless you and establish you even in Christ. Beloved, as you are well aware, we are not meeting tomorrow for our Saturday prayer service because of a major program at PRWC Atomic. So let's take note of that. Tell a friend, tell somebody. We announce every day, but people come back to ask. We don't know whether they listen to us. So please spread the news. We are not meeting tomorrow. God willing, we will meet next week, Saturday. May the Lord bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. May the grace of God come upon you and fill you to the full. And may the outworking of the grace of God work in you powerfully so that you will achieve and accomplish and fulfill purpose. I declare you blessed, you and your household, and experience a graceful and a gracious weekend. In Jesus' name, amen.